live. We are kicking off the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still coming up here, we've got more secession-related stuff to talk about. Brad has been, chomping at the bit to comment on this issue, so we'll get to that. But of course, your calls come first, 855-450-FREE. And also on the way, Mark, you're going to share with us a story about a man who, or someone who has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for selling CDs or DVDs.
Discs.
We will explain that story as well as more. 855-450-3733. Let's go first to Sam, calling from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I called in Monday and talked about The Shining and how at one level it's a horror movie, and at another level I think it's Stanley Kubrick's confession that he worked with NASA to fake the Apollo 11 mission.
And you told us about a documentary on YouTube, which is about an hour and 20 minutes long, and I forget the title of it, but...
The Shining Code.
And there's like a version 2, which is extra 20 minutes on top of that.
And there's also a thread on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page about this.
I was at the Keene Activity Center, and Marcus, who is the one-man rock band, was there. He said that he pulled up the video, and he knew he was going to get sucked into it, and he did. He watched the entire... He thought he could stop after 5 minutes. He said it sucked him in for the entire hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, well, and I wanted to give some feedback on the discussion that generated.
But other people were saying you're totally wasting their time, Sam.
Well, and I also wanted to take a completely different approach to tell you, Ian, or to answer your question as to why is any of this relevant. So... in that Facebook post, you know, there were about a dozen comments. Not one person addressed why NASA would give this multi-million-dollar lens to a film director that they had no official relationship with. It seems like only one person even bothered to listen to the segment that they were commenting on, and only one person that commented actually watched about 2% of the Shining Code before saying that it was crap and it was all just worthless. They labeled me a nut job. They said that I am out there, that I've lost my mind. And I want to draw a parallel, because when you guys have listeners that hear something on Free Talk Live that challenges their belief system, and they call in and they don't address the points that you're making, but instead engage in personal attacks and name-calling and character assassination, what do you call that?
Ad hominem.
Or... cognitive dissonance, maybe?
I think that the reaction has to do with the cognitive dissonance at times, yeah, sure.
And so I think there is a significant portion within the liberty movement that is suffering from cognitive dissonance when it comes to some of these topics. And, you know, it's sad because when I was leaving New Hampshire, I was first learning about some of this stuff and started talking about it. And people were coming out of the woodwork that I had known for the entire 2 years there and telling me stories about their, you know, unusual, extraordinary events that had happened to them. And they were afraid to talk about it because they feared being attacked by the so-called liberty community. And, you know, it's ironic because we have this liberty community that holds beliefs about government, about society, that differ from the mainstream. And I'm on here sharing ideas about, the solar system, physics, the official government story that also differ from the mainstream. And I'm being attacked for it. And so it doesn't matter to me if you call it the law of attraction or the golden rule. You know, you're not going to receive what you're unwilling to give. In other words, if you don't want to listen to somebody else's ideas that differ from your own, why would you expect anyone else to listen to what you have to say if it differs from what they believe? And I think as one of the prominent voices in the liberty movement, Ian, that reflects poorly on you specifically, and I hope that gives you something to think about and consider.
How does that reflect poorly on me? I didn't get into a tiff with you on Facebook.
Well, just the way that you approach, I think that as the host of Free Talk Live, you attract an audience that sort of resonates with your belief systems. Now, you've come leaps and bounds from where you were 5 years ago when I used to, you know, talk to you about this stuff off the air. But at the same time, I think there's still some resistance, and that shows up when you guys are out there sharing your ideas with the masses. You're actually creating the resistance by holding that same animosity for others that have ideas that you may disagree with.
I don't have animosity for them, Sam. I just don't find value in spending, you know, oodles and oodles of time on them. I mean, I know the rabbit hole. I've been down it before, and it is something that is a real-time sink. And I find that a lot of the conspiracy theory callers on this show, you know, are positing things that don't really have an effect on the way we're doing things or what, you know, could it make our world better. Most of it's based in fear. Most of it's based in, you know, trying to freak people out and get them to be frightened about, you know, the government that is, you know, can control you, and they'll chemically spray you, and
right.
You know, they're trying to mind warp you, and they're poisoning you.
See,
and
I think it's absolutely true that that there's a tension in the liberty community over the idea of what we'll call conspiracy theory. I absolutely agree with that, but I don't think that rests on Ian's shoulders.
Well, no, and I think that it's important to, you know, I agree with you that your question is a good question about, well, you know, if you won't listen to so-and-so, why can you expect other people to listen to you? And the idea, I think that my answer to that is that hopefully with the ideas of liberty and communicating those, we can show people that, hey, these will make your life better. These ideas will improve the world around you. These, you know, ideas have real value. Whereas sharing with somebody a conspiracy theory about 9/11 or about, you know, chemtrails or, you know,
the moon,
HAARP
in this case,
or the moon, it doesn't really purport to make anyone's life better.
It turns a lot of people off, too. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think have substantial weight to them, especially this. I looked this thing over, Sam, and I think there's just way too many coincidences.
Wait, you looked over what?
The website that Sam gave for the Shining Code.
Oh, the Shining Code, okay.
Right, and I mean,
it's a YouTube video,
though. Right, yeah. Right. And, well, there's a website, Shining Code.
Oh, okay. Oh, I've just seen that.
There's just way too many things all in a row for it to be a coincidence, in my opinion. But, I mean, I don't see why it's a turnoff to you, Ian, personally. I mean,
yeah, and I also think it's interesting about the Shining Code, and what you said, Sam, is you're not claiming that the moon landing didn't occur. You're just claiming that the video from the moon landing is faked. And I think that that's interesting.
It's plausible. Yeah. I mean, it is, and that's what I said before. But
I think you would agree that it really wouldn't matter if it was, right, Sam?
Right. And really, the other point that I want to make is exactly what you guys are talking about. Why is this relevant? Why should it matter? Why should we care about it? And it, the way that it ties in with the Shining Code and the Apollo 11 missions is this. If they didn't go in the Saturn V rocket because of the capacity and so forth. That's all. If you've watched The Shining Code, you'd understand what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Then it begs the question, well, how did they get there and what did they use? And, you know, if you look at the research or the work of Nassim Harriman or the life of Tesla and a handful of other researchers and whistleblowers that have come out over the years, you might come to the same conclusion that I have, that whatever they used to get there likely used a propulsion system that's based on free energy, which means that there are elements within the government that are hiding this technology back from mankind.
You know, I just had this conversation the other day, Sam, and I have to disagree. I mean, Tesla's stuff isn't hidden. I mean, you know, there are diagrams and schematics for his stuff out there, and I just find it very difficult to imagine for a second, when you're talking about a planet with 7 billion people on it or something close to that, that somebody, if Tesla can create this, somebody else can create the free energy machine, too. I think that this is just some idea he had that never came to fruition.
Sam, stand by. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got somebody on the line that wants to talk about, I'm not sure if he wants to talk to Sam, so we're going to find that out here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. They are all there free for you, and those include our streams. You can go and listen live. And listen anytime. If it's in the middle of the night, you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, our streams have them for you. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to find them and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and there are also a number of other ways that you can listen to the show, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all 7 nights per week, our radio stations, where we've got over 110 stations coast to coast that air the show on FM and AM. You can get a list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. There's our webcam and the listen lines, as well as our KU band free-to-air satellite channel in North America. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a company and accounts receivable has become a task that you don't wish to handle any longer, SACL CAI is going to do a great job for you. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, has been a supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time. I've been to their offices, and you can trust SACL CAI with your business. They have the best equipment money can buy. And so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. They, in fact, record every call that they make so that you can go back and listen to their accounts executives speaking to your clients. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
Let's bring Sam back. He is back listening in Texas. And, Sam, you were in the middle of a thought when our break came up, so go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to what Mark was saying about Tesla. And yes, Mark, there are his patents that are out there. But, were you aware that after he passed away, some government agency came in and cleaned out his lab and took that all away? Or the fact that he was working on some kind of resonance field and he created a earthquake that almost brought down the building that he was in? Or his relationship with Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan, to create these towers that would not only provide free energy via these longitudinal waves that he described, but also a defense perimeter around the United States that could take down enemy aircraft and would also provide a communications network and so on and so forth.
I've heard a lot of claims about Tesla, and what my claim is that there's enough information out there on the Internet. I mean, this was one thing, 20 years ago, back in the 90s when we didn't really have, or, the 80s, back when we didn't really have the Internet and information didn't move back and forth in the same way. But now people have access. A seventh grader can have access to all the information about Tesla that there is out there, and there's a lot. That he's of things he's created. And I would claim that Tesla, although a genius, is not the only genius. There are many, many geniuses. If geniuses are 2% of the population, and that's my understanding of the numbers, and you just start doing the math, there's 7 billion people on the planet. You're talking about a lot of geniuses. Obviously, they'd have to be a genius in the area of electronics. I hear there's 17 areas of intelligence, according to the Harvard Law School, or Harvard school that has studied this, and I tend to believe them. There may even be more than that. But when you start doing the math, you're talking about there's already genius upon genius upon genius working in the whatever field it is that you would call this, an engineering field. And I would assume that they would have recreated what Tesla was able to do 100 years ago with copper wires and stuff, now that they have just significantly better technology.
Well, and you're making a good point, and my rebuttal to that would be, well, if we have all these geniuses out there, where's the follow-on to Einstein? I mean, it's been decades since he's left us, and nobody has really stepped up and filled his shoes until, I think, Nassim Harriman with some of his theories and so forth that are very groundbreaking. And at the same time, we have a government who is funding through grants and so forth all of this research and scientific programs, and you know how that goes from all the the strings that come attached to government money. They want you to look at what they want you to look at. And if you come up with findings that differ from them, we're not going to be able to fund you any longer.
Sure. I got you. But with the Internet, somebody could do this in their spare time. That's essentially what Tesla did. I mean, he had enough money that he was able to do these things and did it without government funding. And I would contend that there's a lot of people out there that could do that now.
And that is what's happening. There are three technologies that there's a very famous skeptic in the free energy world. The guy's name is an Australian named Mark Dance. And, I mean, he is tough. He, tears things apart. And he has actually come out and said that, yes, there are these three devices. One's a guy in Oklahoma who's created water tanks, and using air bladders and buoyancy, he's able to get more energy out of the mechanical motion than goes into compressing the air. There's another one where they use semiconductors that just seem to, he even admits, are pulling energy from the vacuum.
Now, those are cool ideas, right? Like bringing something like that to the table. Hey, there's this possible new development out into the future that could create free energy. Check this out. Is something useful, I think, for a listening audience, whereas focusing on
the government's
conspiracy,
Tesla's plan
is
I can't do anything about that.
Right.
Sam, have you ever seen the movie Chain Reaction?
I have, yes.
That's what I think of. I mean, you're basically describing limitless energy, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I believe this is going to happen, Sam. I believe that we're going to have some technology. If it's only built upon solar systems and, these little 3D printers, I mean, if you, in 20 years, if a 3D printer can create a super efficient solar panel, and a 3D printer can create a 3D printer, then you have unlimited energy and you have unlimited anything.
Sam, as always, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to David in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's not important that I actually talk to Sam, but just to mention on a couple of things there. You know, the first thing about the moon landing footage being faked. You guys are aware of James Corbett with the Corbett Report, the guy from Japan. He broadcast a blog, also a YouTube video blog from Japan.
I've read the name on the internet.
Oh, great. Well, James Corbett has a really nice little documentary that he did. He included some of the Shining code into it, and there's also he found this freaky parody. Like a joke documentary, and I think the link is probably on his YouTube video, but it actually included Stanley Kubrick's wife, and that was the freaky thing about it. She's kind of jokingly, the thing was made to like basically poke fun at the people who think it was faked, obviously. But she comes on and says, "Sure, the NASA approached Stanley, and he was honored. He was honored to be chosen to possibly film the moon landing footage, just in case something went wrong." They were claiming that they were totally ready to do it, but I don't know if they claim that they actually did it. But it's a pretty cool documentary, and it's I'd never seen any of this stuff before, and I'd never heard about the Shining Code until I saw this one, and I haven't seen the whole thing. But
and what's it called? The documentary
on your free energy.
All right, stand by. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Free energy. Now, that's something I'd like to see happen, and sooner the better. 1-855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, including the mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. And you want to listen maybe into our streams, you just go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to the broadband, the midband, and the narrowband versions of our streams. Different size bit rates will fit different internet connection speeds. Go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can get connected that way. It's all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, well, actually, it's hunting season in some places around the United States, so, you know, a lot of people looking for that kind of gear. ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. They've got their family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And again, like I said, the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com. You can get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
We lost, I think it was David that had been put on hold there. He had some more thoughts, and if it was a technical disconnection, you're always welcome to call back. Normally it's a one call per night rule, but if there's some sort of phone issue, you're welcome to call back. 855-450-FREE, and we'll continue with you and your thoughts here. But just an insertion regarding what Sam was talking about before. His suggestion was that, you know, if you don't listen to people that are talking about things that you don't find interesting, that reflects poorly on you, because how could you expect someone to listen to what you want to talk to them about? And that we would attract a certain type of audience to this show because of the way that we behave on the air. And I think that that's true. We will attract a certain type of audience to the show. And the kind of audience...
I want to say the reality, though, is that people are always not going to listen to something that's interesting. Always. And I don't care what you're doing to attract that. People will always not listen to what that does not interest them.
Right. And I think that, you know, on the air here on Free Talk Live, we're different than most shows. Most shows, if you're calling about Stanley Kubrick allegedly creating the moon landing video, then you will not make it through the phone screener. Just not going to make it through.
Right. It's not that they won't listen to you. It's that you'll never get a chance to have said it.
Yeah. And so we'll listen to whatever, you know, theory or topic or issue it is that you have. But we're not obligated to listen for a half an hour or to listen for, you know, more than a segment or something like that. We're only obligated to listen for as long as it's interesting to us. Because if I'm not interested in my own show, how can I expect anyone else to be interested in it? And so you'll get listened to, but we're also going to ask questions, because asking questions is a hallmark of a good listener. Because if you just sit, Mark, if you're talking to me and I'm just going, oh, yeah? Tell me more. Oh, really? Then that's kind of patronizing, and I'm not really listening to you because I'm busy doing something else with my mind at the time when you're saying those things to me. But if I'm asking you, well, wait a minute. When you said this, did you mean this and this and this? Or what I just understood you say was X, Y, and Z. Just kind of talking back and responding back with what I understood of what you said shows that I've been listening, or asking a question to clarify shows that I'm at least interested in having you explain better or tell me more about the subject. But when people call in with the same old conspiracy theories about 9/11, HAARP in Alaska, the chemtrails, you know, those are probably three of the most popular that we get on the show. Can you all think of any other off the top of your head?
Those sound like
JFK.
JFK, yeah, here and there, a JFK call. Those are three of the more popular ones over the years. Oh, there's also the court conspiracy theories, the court magic words conspiracies. Oh, if you write your name in all capital letters and you refer to, there's all kinds of different ones there. But whatever it is, if we've heard it before, then we've heard it before. And what new element can you really bring to the table besides, I saw some airplanes in the air today and they were spraying something out the back that we're being sprayed with chemicals? It's old. It's old. And, it's nothing we haven't heard before, and it's nothing our audience that's been listening for a while hasn't heard before. And the other thing is, if we pander to that, then we'll get more of it. And I don't know about you guys, but that's not the show I want to do.
You don't have to do it, because somebody is already doing that show.
Right.
And, another thing is you get what you give in this situation. And I've got to say that what my experience is with people that believe in conspiracy theories is that, often they have no room for someone who may disagree with their ideas. Like, they just no room for it, and they often get upset when you disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you seem so open-minded, Mark.
It tends to build upon itself. You get upset, they get upset. It just goes back and forth. I find it frustrating, frankly. The Christians aren't this evangelical. Mm. Jehovah's Witnesses don't spend this kind of time calling in and talking about this stuff.
Good point.
And by the way, what's on the line there is my eternal soul. What's on the line in a lot of these cases is nothing.
Well, you seem like an open-minded kind of guy, Mark, and obviously you get the ideas of liberty, and we seem that way on this show, and so maybe they think like, oh, we can, they'll listen, and they'll consider, and they'll realize they are wrong about these things, and they really are spraying chemicals, and they really are aliens that are disguised as humans living among us, and there really were hologrammatic airplanes that flashed through the World Trade Center on 9. I mean, there's all kinds of these theories out there.
It's just none of them can be proven.
Right, and sometimes even if you can prove it, like let's say that this code film, this
you can prove the JFK thing. I mean, to some extent, people have shown that deathbed confessions, and there's been all kinds of evidence, but it doesn't amount to anything.
Right.
What is going to happen with 9/11? If it is in fact shown that it was an inside job or whatever, it won't be shown for 30 years.
Yeah, and by that time George Bush will be dead.
No one will care.
And even if they do end up exposing the truth there, they're not going to bring those guys up on charges. They're not going to put themselves, they're not going to put themselves.
What are they going to do, wheel Dick Cheney out in his iron lung like they did with Demyanyuk out in Israel? I mean, it's pointless. I mean, think about it for a second. Here's another one. Let's talk about Demyanyuk. I can't remember what his first name is, but I can always remember that last name. And they took this 98-year-old man or something like that. They extradited him from Ohio.
Who is this, an old guard in the Nazi?
Yeah, he's like the butcher.
They took his citizenship away, didn't they?
Or something. Something. Who knows? I mean, I don't even know what happened. And most Americans just don't care.
Well, that'll stop all the future tyranny from happening, right? If we punish Demyanyuk, that'll stop every dictator from around the world from starting their own prison camps and torturing people.
It seems ludicrous, but they go in after this guy. You're giving a life sentence. You're just going to kill him because he doesn't have good medical care. That's all.
The U.S. Justice Department actually has its own division that all it does is go after former Nazis. That's all it does.
Wow.
Yeah, at this point, how old are the former Nazis? Yeah,
that's a good one to cut the
budget
on.
When will they shut that thing down?
Right. 855-450-FREE. So, it's not that I'm not willing to listen. I am. But once I know I've heard it before, I'm not going to listen to it for the 20th time. And, we'll ask questions. We'll have a conversation with that person. But usually the questions will be, hey, look, why does this matter? Why should any of our listeners really care about this particular issue? Why? Oh, well, it proves the government's bad. Well, we got all kinds of stories that prove the government is bad, and no one has to go out on a limb to believe it. Right, we've got a story tonight about, of course, we talked about them trying to take a guy's garden from him, but also there's a Minnesota cop blocker who's been arrested for taking a photograph of the police arresting somebody. Photos there. The story's real. We can prove this story exists. We don't have to speculate. We don't have to ask anybody for a leap of faith. 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you are consistently tolerant and accepting and inviting toward conspiracy theory, you turn into a conspiracy show. And that's not the point or the purpose of this program. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight for you. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Hey, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. There you will find... You will find tools. You will find the free bumper sticker that we mentioned earlier and the instructions on how to get one of those. You'll also find a number of other things like flyers you can print out, web graphics for you to download, high-res graphics that you can use to make whatever it is you want with our logo on it. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Bill listening to WPBQ in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's the conversation on Tesla. And, of course, there's been a good bit of embellishment over the years as to what Tesla actually did. However, there's still something that has not been totally revealed, and Einstein himself studied some of the work and over several months, and he finally came out and said, well, that's way over my head. And of course, this continues in the current day because Joseph Newman, if you can Google that, his name, he came from Loosedale, Mississippi, with an energy-producing machine, and he's demonstrated several times to the National Press Club in Washington on one occasion and several other news conferences, and he's been heckled by some of the powers that be, and specifically, it's been covered up, and of course, he's not the only one, but there's something there that has not been released and allowed to come forth, and I know that there is something that we will see in our lifetime. That's my feeling.
You know, I think it's a great thing. I'd love to see this quote from Einstein. I'm going to go ahead and look that up.
But whether it's Tesla or whether it's one of his designs or one of these new designs that Sam was telling us about earlier, because there are a number of people that are independently of one another, trying to lock down this technology, trying to create it, to make it work, to prove to the world that it's possible. So I think you're right. I mean, certainly we are going to see something really exciting in the realm of personal energy creation, to where none of us will have to rely on a power grid anymore. I mean, that's an exciting concept.
Yes, and it continues to abound in one way or another. And it's not just a mystic thing that is just out there. I mean, there is something solid to it.
Bill, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Aaron, listening in Indy to WXNT. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. I'm kind of nervous here, so just bear with me. I'm going to want to take more than a couple of minutes, but I heard your last segment, and I was wondering when you say you might be distracted by doing other things, why you got a boring call on or something. Now, I'm not, this is me, but if someone, like a friend of mine, was to call into a 900 number, you saying that lady's really not paying attention to me? I mean, my friend?
Well, you know, if you call a 900 line, she should pay attention to you because the game on a 900 number is to get you to stay on the line as long as possible.
But she doesn't love you.
There's probably some old buck-toothed woman that's 55 years old with a gut.
Yeah, that's probably true, but it doesn't matter.
And a nice voice.
The reason why men call those phone lines is because they want someone to talk to. And they can imagine whatever they want about how she looks, but ultimately it's a lonely guy. The same with a guy that goes into a strip club. They want to have someone, and hires a girl for a dance or to sit. Some of them will just pay them to sit at a table.
As long as I got a microphone in my hand, I'll never be that lonely.
Very good, sir.
Hey, Well, second of all, I was willing to talk 30 to 45 minutes about the mating of the wildebeest, so that's down the drain, too. So I'll just talk a little about this here Benghazi thing. It's 1,512 days till the next president will be inaugurated. Message to the Republic, just slow down. Pace yourself. McCain, Lindsey. Pace yourself. It's just been 1 week. Don't try to pile on the president off everything in 1 week. I'm wondering where was this here outrage and patriotic outrage and stuff when they had Condoleezza Rice set up there and tell us a mushroom cloud was coming our way. I don't remember them doing that. I don't remember them doing that when 200 of our soldiers was killed in a barracks in Lebanon. I don't remember them calling nobody or Reagan them traitors. This has got to stop. You got people wanting to succeed and everything. I mean, that was starting the lines at an amusement park for me. But other than that, it's really ignorant, And then you hear people like Romney sitting in front of his doing this here teleconference just the other day.
Now, I don't pay any attention to the Republicans and Democrats and what they talk about, so I'm just, I'm having to take your word for it. I presume that this is, I've heard a little bit on talk radio here and there, like, I guess there's a lot of criticism around how Obama, handled something with the Benghazi situation.
I mean, nothing's perfect out here, you're going by evidence, and now they're going after the UN ambassador because she was going by what somebody told her. This is just another trick to trade, but the last thing I want to talk about is I just love how I want to connect with one last thing here. Just bear with me. I love how some of these here talk show hosts, and I hope it's not you guys. I haven't had no evidence that it is, but a lot of them like to say, I was the first one to tell you for the last 10 years, no one else warned you but me. But I get the same thing from every last one of them.
Of course.
And for the ladies out there that's got someone over there in one of these godforsaken wars, I know you told me to leave my information with you before, and I will. But we got a coming out called Bring 'Em Home. I just want to give you one verse of it. Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
Real quick. It's
go ahead, Jody.
3 o'clock in the morning, a knock at the door. My tears already flowing as my heart hits the floor. Just one look in his eyes, he didn't have to say a word. I was not surprised from what I heard. Now that I know that my husband's gone, I want you to go and bring him home. That's a tease from the song called Bring Him Home. And I'll leave some information with you guys that where we can let some of the military wives and mothers and daughters out there get hold of this here single.
Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Sad.
Let's continue on. David's listening in Mark and I's hometown of Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Hey, David.
Hello?
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. A couple things. Why do you think that every law that Congress is passing nowadays is to basically suppress the American people, like the NDAA and things like that.
Well, how do you define nowadays? I mean, do you mean like within the last 20 or 30 years?
Yeah, pretty much since the Patriot Act.
I think that it's certainly ramped up since then, but I think they've kind of run out of, you know, to laws that they can pass that actually have victims. You know, they've pretty much refined those. So at this point, it's all about, you know, getting in your business and, you know, malum prohibitum laws, things like that.
Who do you think is behind Congress making those laws? Because it certainly seems like your typical congressman is not going to go and care about arresting a person under the guise of being a terrorist when, you know, most people in the know that terrorism is pretty much a fake scam used to, you know, force these new laws upon us.
I would say that probably they're being lobbied by law enforcement groups in those cases, and if you're talking about the Patriot Act and that kind of thing, law enforcement officials, of course, want to have more power in order to be able to enforce, you know, in order to catch the bad guys.
Well, and politicians want to look like they can do something to affect the world. They want to look important. They want to look like they're tough on crime. They want you to respect them and their office and the government, and so, you know, they have an incentive to increase the authority and the strength and the intrusiveness and expense of the government because it benefits them in the long run. They get to get pay raises and get connections with, you know, politically connected corporations where they can get a job after they leave the government. By the way, I heard Ron Paul didn't take his pension, by the way, for the House of Representatives. So there's only one guy up there that really does it a little bit different. I really wouldn't put a politician in the same category as the average person who might be, you know, realize certain things about terrorism. They have no incentive to realize those things.
I think there's a lot of politicians, though, that just like your average person who isn't too in tune to the things that are happening in the world, I think there's a lot of politicians who are very easily manipulated by their party, by special interests to pass some of these laws that are so restrictive. And it doesn't necessarily make them a bad person. It just means they're not doing their job, and through their ignorance, they're doing bad things.
I think it's the opposite. I think that the law enforcement is the bottom of the ladder, and these laws are being passed down. You know, they're having federal agents now working with local law enforcement, which has never happened before. And local,
it's been like that for a long time.
David, I don't know if you want to continue this discussion. You're welcome to hang through the news. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE. Also, you can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations, absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.